Your way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us at ctbi.com or stop by one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
Here's your LX18 storm tracker forecast. Small chance of a shower early this morning. It gets out of here quickly. Clouds will eventually follow, partly to mostly sunny later this afternoon. A few degrees cooler will be in the mid-60s today. Could see some frost tonight. Do be aware of that. Middle, upper 30s, especially the sheltered valleys. Looking into Thursday, you're looking at a mostly sunny sky, but highs just in the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
And from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. All right, yeah, let's go.
All right, our guest this morning, we have a scheduled guest, and then we have a special guest. We have Calvin Schmieg. Did I get it?
That's right. You nailed it.
Oh, man. I've been practicing on that. We're going to be talking about Band Palooza. Did I get that right?
That's right.
We've been practicing down here on those two hard words. Our special guest is Sophie Schmieg, who is an eighth grader at Robert E. Campbell.
Yes.
And is a percussion performer in the orchestra band.
Yes.
So we like to pound on things. Do we like to pound on things in the house, or are we been relegated to the barn or the garage or something?
She liked it so much, we moved her to the garage. We put her bed out there. We put the drums out there. We let her in to eat.
Do you have a refrigerator out there?
We do have a deep freeze.
Yeah,
we just keep her stocked with popsicles. That's all she eats.
So you've got your own drum set, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like drums?
I do like drums.
How long have you been playing drums?
Is it 4 years?
4 years.
Don't look to him. All right, been playing drums for 4 years. You really like to, are you one of these drummers that really pounds on the drums, gets into it, and I mean really?
Yeah, if I'm in the mood for it.
Have you ever broken a drumstick?
I've broken a mallet. I've never broken a drumstick, though.
Okay. And a mallet is one of the things, but boom, 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 the big, big hammer thing.
Sort of bass drum.
Bass drum. this is Sophie's opportunity to star here.
Like a mallet that you would use on like a xylophone or a marimba. I broke one of those during marching band.
Oh, golly! All right. Well. All right. Our in addition to having a little fun here this morning, we're talking about Band Palooza. Tell us when. Tell us all the particulars of Band Palooza. When is it going to be, and where is it going to be, Calvin?
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, Band Palooza is our big end of the year concert. We celebrate all the bands, all the music that we've been making for the year. It's kind of like our big hurrah. Here's the end of the year. So we're going to do it Saturday, May 4th.
All right.
In the RDC parking lot.
All right.
And we do it in conjunction with Holder Entertainment's car shows. And so the car show opens at 10 a.m. Bands are going to start performing at 1. Admission is free.
Okay. And when we say performing, this is going to be this is going to be a big deal. We're relying upon good weather. Where are we performing?
Yeah, so hopefully the weather is good. Last year it was great, and we just were right there, right on the parking lot. Everybody bring your lawn chairs, bring your picnic blankets, and you set up in the grassy area, and you just sit down, and the bands are right there on the parking lot.
Okay. So when you say bands, plural, how many bands are we talking about?
We are talking about a lot of band. So Baker Intermediate has three different groups. They have fifth grade and sixth grade bands, and then we're introducing Mr. Matt Leedy's bucket drumming class, so they're going to play some drums for us. And then RDC has four performing ensembles, because I have concert band, symphonic band, and a jazz band that is so big I had to split it into two bands.
Okay.
And then
let's go back to the bucket drumming. Oh, yeah. Are you part of the bucket brigade?
I am not, but those buckets were technically taken from RDC because one of the past band directors had all the buckets. And then
had all the buckets.
Had all these Lowe's buckets, and we took them to Baker, and now they use them for a bucket drumming class.
Can you just use any bucket? I mean, just any kind of bucket you got in the garage, or is it a special bucket, a tuned bucket?
It doesn't really matter.
The buckets are tuned to A440. And it's very specific.
They are.
No, I'm just kidding. No. They're just Lowe's buckets. We got them.
You can tell buckets. Me anything, more than I believe it.
Donated by Winchester Lowe's quite a few years ago. So thanks to Lowe's.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's put in a shameless plug for Winchester Lowe's. Yeah, right. So you can go out and get a bucket off the shelf, and that's part of the bucket brigade.
Oh, yeah, any bucket.
Any bucket. Okay.
Soap bucket, mop bucket, whatever you
How got. Many performers are there in the bucket brigade?
You know, I'm not sure. I think he's got about 10 to 15.
All right. Let's talk about the jazz band. This is the jazz band at GRC?
RDC and GRCs will be there, too. So there's going to be about 12 performing groups.
Well, I tell you what, the jazz band at GRC is spectabulous. Yes. I mean, really tremendous.
They are, aren't they?
They are. We like to go to the Christmas program and show at GRC, and they do a tremendous job. It really is a wonderful thing to listen to and watch.
Yeah, those are we like to make our jazz bands kind of like our headliners. They're going to be the last groups that you'll see that night or that afternoon, and they'll start around 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this will the performance will start around 1, and they will last until how long?
Until about 5. So 4 hours worth, because you've got, you know, Baker bands have over 130 students in them when you put them all together. And so that's a lot of moving around. And my groups are about 130 when you put them all together. And so are GRCs. So it's a lot of students moving around. Feature a lot of Star Wars music this year because Bandapalooza's on May 4th, which is we call it Star Wars.
A lot of Star Wars.
Yeah.
A lot of Star Wars.
May 4th. They had May the 4th. Be with you.
That's right.
Yes. May the 4th
be with you. There you go.
See. Did you get that, Sophie? May the 4th be. Okay. All right. okay. The band program this year in Clark County has had a lot of success. A lot of success.
Yes, we have.
It was my understanding, too. There were 24 All-State performers out of the Clark County school systems. Is that correct?
That is correct, between bands and choirs and orchestras. And that's just at GRC at RDC.
Okay.
We had a few All-State performers in that as well.
So is there...
And that's one of them sitting next to us here, yes.
You were an All-State performer?
I was.
Okay. Yeah. So are there classifications for senior high and junior high?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So two different bands.
So did you get a Super Bowl ring or a jacket or a trophy or something, Sophie?
No, I got a T-shirt and I got a badge.
You got a T-shirt and a badge. Well, can you arrest anybody with a badge?
No, it's
not
just,
that kind of badge.
No, they just gave us name badges that we didn't have to throw away, so we just kept.
But you did get a T-shirt.
I did get a T-shirt.
A world champion? Did it say world champion or intergalactic champion or anything?
No, it did not.
Okay, all right. Do you play other instruments besides the drums, Sophie?
Well, I play all the percussion instruments. I don't really play anything else. I mean, I play piano, but that's basically the same thing.
Okay. It seems like, Calvin, that when you have a person that's talented, as Sophie is and as many of the performers are, that they do more than one thing. They play more than one instrument. Is that generally the case?
Oh, yeah. So they play more than one instrument, or they do more than one thing. A lot of our musicians and bands are there. They are involved in so many areas in the arts. Like Sophie is part of the RDC Theater.
Okay.
She's done shows at Leeds, and a lot of our high school kids do the high school shows as well.
So I would guess that you would encourage that. It sort of broadens their perspective in terms of performing and music and so forth.
Yeah, we try to. You know, it's when you're a creative person, we like to give them all their effort, all their things to do.
All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking more to Calvin and Sophie Schmieg.
Yeah.
Nailed it one more time.
You got it. You wouldn't believe how many times.
Ed's in a good mood this
today. When you work on something and you practice and you nail it, don't you think you ought to feel good about it, Sophie?
Yeah.
That's a good life lesson.
Are there going to be any, I just got a text question from one of the listeners here. Are there going to be any food trucks out there?
Absolutely. Yep. I have a whole list. You want me to go over that after the break?
Let's do it now.
Well,
have you got slaw dogs?
Well, Bruce wants to know if you got a donut food truck out there.
I sure do.
There you go.
Last year there was.
There's the answer to your question.
There was funnel cake.
Yeah, there's funnel cake.
Here's what we got.
All right.
We had Tacos Luna y Mas.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tacos Luna y Mas, Mama D's, Macatude, Bert's Speak Cheesy, Little Donut Truck. So there's your donuts. Right. Kona Ice, Traveling Tom's Coffee, and Happy Corner Boba Tea.
My word. That's a veritable, I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, so get you a donut. Listen to some bands.
What's your favorite thing to procure in that array there, Sophie?
I'm not really a food truck person.
You're not a food truck person. No. Okay. All
right. It turns out, Calvin, I was talking to my oldest son yesterday, Matthew, and he's a former high school band director at Liberty High School down in Clemson, South Carolina. And I was telling him you were coming on. He said he knows you. And so how do you and Matthew know each other?
We we pledged music fraternity together freshman year, my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And then we actually ended up rooming together the year after that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Look, it was me and the rest of the trombone studio. I don't know what I was thinking, but that was a wild year.
Yeah.
It was a wild year.
The trombone studio?
You weren't in that bunch that wound up in an old house out there at Cranston Pike, are you?
I was not. I went and visited it, though.
Well, if you'd been in that bunch, you'd have wound up with a dog. I did. it turned out to weigh about 180 pounds.
My word.
Big dog.
But anyway, and your name again, ma'am, is?
Sophie.
Sophie. And percussion.
Yeah.
All right, now, you know, my son was a band director. My brother was the band director at Lafayette, Chuck Smith. And you know what I'm talking about when I say the pit.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lafayette, they were at a competition. I'm at the competition. All of a sudden, Lafayette does not have enough people to get the percussion instruments into the pit.
Oh, no.
So, guess who gets drafted?
Oh, no.
Never did it before in my life. So, I'm just following people. And you said xylophone, pushing a xylophone into the pit area.
Yeah.
And then where does it go? And so we set it up. And then you have to, Calvin, you have to position it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you got to do it the right way.
And then it's almost like a construction crew. I mean, they get pulled at a level and, to make, it's crazy.
Did you put it backwards? Were they facing the back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Because I had somebody helping me. I mean, one person can't push the xylophone. You got to have one person on one side and one on the other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you were multitasking.
Oh, well, I just say, I need you. My baby brother, and I'm sitting in the stands, and he's waving for me to come. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break.
All right.
Today is Wednesday. The lunch special at the Engine House Pizza Pub is a one-topping 6-inch pizza. You get that with a side item and a fountain drink for $9.95. If you need to grab and go, you can call 355-5021, place your order, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. You can order online, too, at the Engine House Pizza Pub, 9 West Lexington Avenue. Downtown.
Are you looking for a great opportunity with great benefits? Kentucky Petroleum Supply Transport is seeking drivers with Class A or B CDL with hazmat and tanker endorsements. Experience is beneficial. These positions offer paid vacation and a benefit package. For more information, contact Kenny Mullins at Kentucky Petroleum Supply, 859-744-7778. That's 859-744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is an equal opportunity employer.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm checking up on my guys at Court Street Gifts yesterday, and I discovered this. Graduation is just around the corner, and a perfect gift for that graduate could be a terry cloth shower wrap and cosmetic bags. They make great gifts you can pre-order for your special graduate. You have to do it by this Friday. The roll-up cosmetic bags, $42 shower wrap, $42, includes name or a monogram. So call or stop by Court Street Gifts today. Pick out your bag, your color, whatever it is you want, and make arrangements to pay. Court Street Gifts, downtown Winchester. One other thing, Rosemary C. Brooks Place is hosting a mobile blood drive tomorrow from noon to 4 at Brooks Place. If you'd like to donate, on their Facebook page, they have a little thing you can click on to pre-register, or I think you can just show up to donate. And again, that is from noon to 4 tomorrow. All right, Ed, let's go.
All right, our guests this morning are Calvin and Sophie Schmieg. We're talking about Bandapalooza. Before we do that, Carrie Spry asked me to mention the fact that on Tuesday, May the 7th at 6:30 at the Public Library, there is going to be a seminar or demonstration on home composting.
Oh, boy. This is a breakfast.
Yes,
a breakfast
indeed.
Time.
She said that she wanted me to mention that. And whenever Carrie says do something, I try to do it. She said it's going to be the non-stinky version of home composting. So we will see about that. We're talking with Calvin Schmieg this morning on May the 4th at Saturday. What will happen at the RDC parking lot?
Oh, yeah, May 4th, RDC parking lot. It's going to be a car show, and we call it Bandapalooza. So there's going to be bands from 5th grade all the way through 12th grade performing at 1 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, Holder Entertainment is going to put on a car show for us as well. And that is $30 per entry for anybody interested in bringing their car.
Yeah, the car show is $30, but the band performance is free.
Yeah, band admission is free, but if you want to show your car in the car show, it's $30 to register your car.
So there's no rain date. We're just moving inside, if it rains. Yeah. This will start, the band part of the endeavor will start around 1 o'clock. There are 10 bands that are playing, so we're talking about how many students are we talking with?
There's at least 300.
300 students.
This is bands 5th grade through 12th grade. Over 300, maybe pushing 400 when you include everybody.
So if you need a set-up and take-down person and moving equipment, Tim Smith is available. I mean, he obviously said he was experienced
at it. He does.
You know, he can set up the xylophone. And
yeah, we got some xylophones you can push.
You don't need me to do that.
All right. Sophie, when it comes time for you to set up the drum set, do you do it all yourself? Since we're talking about setting up and moving things around, do you do all that yourself?
Well, when I'm doing it at school, we usually have like a bunch of other players. Like when players will just help us move everything, but usually me and the rest of the percussionists set it up by ourselves.
All right. When you when you thought about becoming a band person and a music person, the thought never crossed your mind to select the flute as your instrument? A little easier to carry around.
I wanted to play trumpet when I was little, but then I was like, when I was in about fifth grade, I was about to go into fifth grade, and I decided that I wanted to play percussion.
All right. Speaking of fifth grade, you've got a fifth grader?
Oh, we do. Yeah, I have a fifth grader. His name is Brody. He plays French horn.
A French horn? And at some point in the life of the Schmieg family, do you sit him down and say, now this is what I do. Which instrument are you going to play? Is that an expectation?
Now, we never had to have that discussion. It was very much they brought the band paper home in fourth grade that said, okay, do you want to be in the band? And they said, hey, I'm going to be in the band. And they just waved it around and
could've been.
We did it.
Okay. All right. 10 bands will be performing.
Yeah, I think I might have underestimated. It might be more like 12.
Oh, my.
Yeah, two Baker bands and the Baker Bucket drummers. RDC has four bands, two concert bands, and two jazz bands. Yeah, thanks. Keep counting for me.
GRC, she's counting on her fingers here.
GRC band will be playing separate and combined. So you got two GRC bands and then GRC jazz band.
It's 14.
Okay, and then we're going to partner with Leeds Rock University. So there's one more, and there we go. How many is that?
That's 10.
Oh, is that only 10? Okay.
It's only 10.
I thought that was 15.
That's
you went
10.
Through 10 once, and then you started
no,
all over.
No, I went on 5, and then I did all.
All right, 10. Okay. In math, is that something you work on, counting on your fingers? And so
he does the same thing when we estimate the crowd at the Beer Cheese Festival.
See,
I'll say, Ed, how many do you think are down here? And he'll look around and he'll say, I think we got 12,000, 15,000.
No, I had that experience with somebody else the other day and about crowd estimating. And the secret to that is if somebody asks you how many is in a crowd, you think about it real seriously and you say 542. And if you have a specific number, they won't challenge it. If you say a couple of hundred, they'll say, well, how do you know it's a couple of hundred? But if you say 542, they will assume you will have counted and you know the exact number.
There we go.
So there's a secret to that.
Okay. Will you come and crowd estimate for us?
Yes, I will.
Please.
Do I get any free passes at the food truck or anything like that?
No, probably not.
Let's talk in a very, very serious way. This year has been an outstanding year for the music programs.
Absolutely.
In Clark County. And let's start with the, let's go back and say one more time. How many students made All-State Band? Now, there's a junior high, middle school, junior high group, and then there's a senior high.
Yeah.
How many were produced in Clark County?
Yeah, so at the high school level, we had 24 between band, choir, and orchestra. And then at the middle school level, I had at least 3 in band. They don't do a middle school orchestra.
Okay.
And then they do a chorus, but I didn't mean to ask Miss Bennett if she had any middle school chorus kids make it.
I think she did.
But she has in the past, so I guess maybe this one.
That's a large number.
Yeah.
It's the largest number, it's my understanding, according to Mr. Olson.
Yeah, that's
at
correct.
GRC, it's the largest number GRC has ever had.
Yeah, that's correct.
Pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the work of the music program really starts in the blistering heat in July and August with the marching band getting together and preparing and beginning to build and develop, not just for the high school football games, but also the competitions that they go through.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be the hardest working group among all the students in Clark County is the band.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. But there's definitely, you know, every group has its version of working hard. And, yeah, the marching bands definitely is, it's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours.
And we get crazy looks sometimes from some people when we're out there. And, you know, the football team goes out in the mornings, too. You know,
yeah, I mean, not saying that's not diminishing, but...
yeah, but they'll come and they'll see us still there, like they'll leave because it's the middle of the afternoon.
Well, you know, it's if you watch one of those band practices with the band director up in the tower, I mean, it looks like you're Bear Bryant coaching a football team.
Yeah.
And you'll do 2 or 3 notes and you'll blow the horn and say, let's do that again.
Yeah.
And it's very precise.
It is.
Yeah, it is. We spend a lot of hours and a lot of time working on that precision. And,
okay.
It's a lot of fun.
So do you help with that?
I do. You know, AJ Cook is, you know, our head band director.
Sure.
But I do, me and Andy Edlin, who is our new assistant director, we both go together and work with the marching band throughout the summer and at rehearsals. It takes a village.
There are scholarship opportunities at the college level.
For
people to perform in the band, perform in the orchestra, because I met a young man that was going to Morehead State, this coming fall. I don't remember the name, but I met he and his mother, I think it was, and he was saying he had a band scholarship at Morehead State.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And depending on the college you go to, you know, they'll pay you a stipend. Like, I believe you get a stipend to play in the UK pep band.
Calvin, there's, as I mentioned, Chuck, my brother, was a band director at Lafayette, and he took more pride in getting his student scholarships than he ever did in winning any competition.
I like hearing that.
That was a big deal to him.
That's great.
And, I mean, now, don't get me wrong. He liked winning the competitions, too, but he took more pride in the number of scholarships he was able to get his students when they left Lafayette.
Cool.
So. Again, the event that we're talking about is Bandpalooza. It's on May the 4th. It will be in the RDC parking lot. It is a big deal.
Oh yeah, this is our third one, and I feel like every year it gets bigger and bigger.
It really is not an event of RDC. It's really an event of all the music and all the band programs for all of Clark County, because you're pulling in Baker and
very much. It is our Clark County all county band concert for the end of the year. We just do it at RDC because it's a good central location.
You want the public to come out and support.
Oh, absolutely.
You want them to be there. You want them to appreciate the hard work that the students have put in.
Oh, yeah.
And it will be a good program, a good show. I can assure you, based upon the performances that I've seen and witnessed, it'll be a good show.
Well, thank you. We have fun.
Who else within the school system, or perhaps parents, who else is helping with this event? Let's give some kudos and credits here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, it takes a village to run a band program or any kind of program, really. And so you've got band directors are, you know, myself, Matt Leedy at Baker, A.J. Cook at GRC, and Andy Edelin, who is our assistant and kind of bounces between all the schools. He's our director of percussion, too, I shouldn't just say.
Director of percussion.
Yeah.
All right. Does he know what he's doing, Sophie?
I think so.
Okay.
He does. He's pretty good. They just had a concert on Monday, and it was phenomenal.
Okay. It was.
But, you know, the band boosters do a lot to raise the funds. Our Ways and Means Officer, Stephanie Sloan, is who put together, contacted all the food truck suppliers, all the vendors that are going to be there, and coordinated with Holder Entertainment to get the car show up and running.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it truly takes a village.
Yeah.
And this is an event that has occurred for several years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be year three.
Okay, very good. When you were in high school, were you in the band?
No, I played the cello. I'm just kidding. I actually also played percussion. I was very
you also played percussion.
I did, yes.
Okay, so you've got a high school. Were you all state?
No, I was not, but that wasn't an opportunity that was given to me when I was in high school.
Okay, who's the better percussionist here?
I mean, if we're talking years of experience, we're going to say me.
Me?
Yeah.
How about Sophie?
I don't know if I believe that.
There you go. All right. So what high school did you attend?
So I'm from Cincinnati area. I went to Loveland High School, which is like the northeast side of Cincinnati.
Did they have a strong band program?
Yeah, we had a strong band program.
Okay. So after high school, you went to what college?
So I went to Morehead State.
Morehead State. Mm-hmm. And did you participate in band, active music programs there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So were you good?
I think so. I was pretty good. Yeah. I was good enough that I felt like I should keep doing it after I graduated college.
All right. Music programs in public education sometimes are programs that don't get as much credit. Sometimes they even get cut when it comes time to put together budgets and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
But they're extremely important.
Oh, yeah.
They're extremely important for the growth and development for the whole child.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that are musically talented. They're skilled. They want to improve their skills. They want to express themselves. So it's extremely important.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things I've always loved. I moved to Winchester. My wife is from here. And I moved here with her after we got married. And it's one thing I've noticed as soon as we moved to Winchester is that this town, the community supports the arts. The administration supports it. The kids love doing it. I mean, it's a very artistic community, and I'm glad that's where I ended up with someone.
Well, and you know, the history and tradition of band, especially marching band, over the years, a gazillion trophies, state championship trophies, and festival trophies. I don't know where those trophies are, but there was a time when they were literally all over the place out at GRC. Mm-hmm. Does GRC still display all those old trophies that they've received over the years?
We do. Not all of them, because there's just too many.
Yeah.
But we do have a trophy case in the band room that displays a lot.
At RDC or at GRC?
At GRC, sorry.
GRC.
GRC, and then up along the wall we have all of the state plaques. For all the years we went to state finals or state semifinals.
All right, Ed, we need to.
All right, yes, we do.
He done lost track of where we are here.
Well, it's a great conversation this morning. But,
and Calvin will. Part of this, I was in the band many years ago, too. And when I was in the band, they started you in seventh grade with junior high. And part of my recollection, part of what they did in determining what instruments you were going to play to start out. Part of it was based on need of the band.
Yeah,
the band director is sitting there saying, well, listen, I don't have any trombone players. Mm-hmm. And so they looked at me and said, you're going to play trombone.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to Hurst music and, you know, all the different music, Henderson and all of. And they had arrangements, you know, for instrument rentals and all that stuff. So they stick a trombone in my hand. I couldn't reach seventh position. Yeah. I mean, my arms, I couldn't reach, so that wasn't going to work. So they put me on saxophone. So that was kind of all based on need. It wasn't what you wanted to do. It's what the band had to have.
Oh, yeah.
And then Matthew's oldest son, tuba.
Tuba.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right.
Boom. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And then Big D, the number two grandson, saxophone. And as soon as they stuck a saxophone in his hand, they texted me and let me know real quick that Dallin was on the saxophone. But that's part of the deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how we build it. You know, Matt, at Baker, you know, we're like, okay, this is the instrumentation we need. And so we start from there. Like, you start with this. And so that way, hopefully, we have this when we get up to high school. And
Well, I always know when the end of summer is because one of the kids in the neighborhood plays the trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
He goes out in the backyard. He practices. And it's great. It doesn't bother us in the least.
I bought Matthew when he was in junior high, I guess. I bought him a used trumpet from a former band director down in Harrison County.
Yeah.
And he would sit up in his room and it sounded like a dead duck. It was awful. He'd sit up there and blow on it. It was terrible. But anyway,
is that how he ended up on trombone?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. All right. You're listening to Mornings on Main, 7:44.
I'm Jeff Nelly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The International Dairy Foods Association submitted written comments to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative yesterday concerning the administration's objective to develop strategies that support and advance U.S. supply chain resilience as a priority area in trade negotiations, enforcement, and other initiatives. IDFA says trade and access to export markets remain critical to the dairy industry. They'll continue to prioritize the issue with the administration. IDFA's Becky Ransdell said, quote, IDFA members continue to call on the Biden administration to negotiate FTAs that include tariff reductions for U.S. dairy exports. The dairy sector cannot achieve further growth in domestic production and manufacturing without trade policy that supports foreign market liberalization, such as through negotiations of new FTAs. She continued, IDFA feels that the U.S. agriculture industry is experiencing a historic agriculture trade deficit because USTR is not advancing trade policies that remove tariff and non-tariff barriers while supporting growth in U.S. dairy exports. in the overnight at the Chicago Board of Trade. Some backing up of corn, wheat, and soybeans, all three lower. I'm Jeff Nelly.
Rural King is busting prices on your favorite items. We've gathered the best deals in auto, pet, lawn and garden, and more happening now. Score on just about everything you need. Save $3, $5, $10, even up to $40 on select items. Look for the Price Busters tag to save now at your neighborhood Rural King or RuralKing.com. America's farm and home store.
Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Put your phone down.
Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Winchester weather.
Here's your LX18 storm tracker forecast. Small chance of a shower early this morning. It gets out of here quickly. Clouds will eventually follow, partly to mostly sunny later this afternoon. A few degrees cooler, will be in the mid-60s today. Could see some frost tonight. Do be aware of that. Middle, upper 30s, especially the sheltered valleys. Looking into Thursday, you're looking at a mostly sunny sky, but highs just in the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
All right, coming up next hour, we have Caitlin Robinson with Isaiah House. All right, Ed, let's go.
All right, our guests this morning are Calvin and Sophie Schmieg. I nailed it one more time.
You're doing great. It's better every time.
Let's get down to the important questions here. Sophie, are you a Swiftie?
No, I am not.
You are not?
I am not.
This is important information here. I think I'm going to have Sophie on more.
Now, to be clear, she does like some of her songs.
But only a few.
She's not like all in Swiftie. We'd like some stuff.
Okay, all right. And we were talking off the air that Ms. Schmieg is related to the Martin family. Paul Martin is Uncle Paul to her.
Yeah, that's correct. So that was a pretty cool surprise. You know, when we started dating, I had no idea. You know, she's not going to tell me.
You had no idea who Exile was?
Well, no, I knew who Exile was.
Okay, all right.
But,
okay.
You know, she wasn't going to say, this is my Uncle Paul. She's famous, you know. But
she is famous.
Yeah. She didn't say that. So I found out later on, and I was like, this is really cool. Like, Paul Martin.
Backstage Exile, passes and all that?
We never got any of those. I mean, she might have. She never shared with me.
All right. Very good. Well, it's a family affair.
It sure is.
Music, appreciating music. Mm-hmm. Who are your musical taste when you just like to listen to music, Calvin? Who do you listen to?
Oh, man, I'm pretty eclectic. I'll listen to just about anything.
Do you like band music?
Of course. I say that, but I used to never. I couldn't really stand just listening to band music when I was in college. I liked my rock. My rock and roll, okay. My '90s alternative rock. But I can listen to band music.
You're a headbanger.
I was.
You were. Your hair's not long enough for that.
Not anymore. I had to get it cut.
All right. What we're talking about is Bandapalooza. May the 4th, Saturday. It will be in the parking lot at Robert E. Campbell. We'll start at 1 o'clock. There are a multitude. I think it's more than 10 bands. I think it's like 15 bands.
Yeah.
I think it's 14 bands.
Might as well be.
Oh, yeah.
It will be a lot of bands, a lot of students, and it will be a great day, a fun day. It'll be an opportunity for the kids to display their hard work.
Oh, yeah, it is. And they like performing, I think. I think they really enjoy playing music for people. And that's the whole point, I think.
All right. Sophie, percussion, do you do vocal as well?
I do.
Okay. So when you sing, who are your favorite performers? Swifty, one or two songs, but who else?
If I'm singing, I don't. It really depends.
Depends.
It really depends.
But you're pretty good vocal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So this is an event that requires a lot of people coming together. You mentioned about a half dozen people or so.
You know that's Derby Day too, right?
I'm aware. We didn't necessarily want to do Derby Day, but you know, you got to balance so much because you want you can't put it up.
Well,
right
and
at
they
the
won't
the school year.
They won't run that thing until about 6:30 anyway.
Yeah, 6:30.
So. Oh, good. So we're not going to miss the horse races.
That's right. Okay. That's right. But you might want to have some horse songs in your. But you've already got your repertoire already set up.
Yeah, we do. It's May 4th, so it's Star Wars music because May 4th be with you.
Okay.
I should have picked
some.
May the 4th be with you. We should have picked some horse music too. You're right.
You could have played this Reliant K song, May the Horse Be With You.
We could have.
May the Horse Be With You.
Horses and Star Wars.
There will be food trucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of food trucks. Let's read those off for those that will come and think there won't be anything to eat. There will be things to eat.
Oh, yeah. So we have here's the food trucks we have lined up. Tacos Luna Emos, Mama D's, Macatude, Burt's Speak Cheesy, Little Donut Truck, Kona Ice, Travelin' Tom's Coffee, and Happy Corner Boba Tea. Those will all be open probably around 11 that morning.
Okay, good deal. And there will be a car show.
Yep, there will be a car show.
There will be an admission for that.
Well, if you want to enter your car.
If you want to enter your vehicle.
Yeah.
Right.
Admission for the whole
thing.
They
don't charge you to come look at your cars.
That's right.
No,
that's
you get to look for free.
Yeah.
But, if you want to enter your car.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
I want to go back to this Paul Martin thing. and what your wife is... Paul Martin is
niece
is your wife's uncle.
Yeah.
So her mom, my mother-in-law, is Paul Martin's sister.
All right. So Paul, this is several years ago, and they're coming into Winchester to perform. And we didn't have a studio then, so this had to have been prior to 2018. And I had a little digital recorder I ran around town and terrorized people with. And so I know that Paul's coming, so I call Paul. He's down around Nashville somewhere. And I said, when are you coming to town? He told me. And I said, well, I'd like to come out and do an interview with you. And he said, that'd be great. And he had me come out on a Friday morning. And he said, about 8 o'clock. I said, okay, fine. So, I'm thinking that he said he was going to be at the Hampton Inn out here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they got a room. All right, so I pull up in the parking lot out there, and there are travel buses out there. Okay?
Yeah.
And so I immediately get out of the car, and I got my little gadget with me. And I start banging on the travel trailer door.
He woke up.
Okay? I'm banging on the door, and there's nothing. And then finally, Jamie, Paul's wife,
right.
Jamie opens the door, and I apparently woke her up, and it did not go over well. And she said, he's already over there. They have continental breakfast, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Paul was in the hotel. He was sitting in there eating croissants and stuff. And I woke up Jamie, and she was not a happy camper. She was not.
That's
right. So, and she's just as sweet as she can be, but she was not that morning.
Yeah.
Because I was beating and banging on that travel trailer door or something.
Is that when they have the kids, too, at that point?
Yeah.
So did you wake up all the kids? Yeah.
Well, she just came to the door. I don't know about the kids.
Well, I mean, that raises another issue. Does your wife, is she musically inclined?
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you like the family schmieg? Do you do performances and so forth?
We don't do anything like that yet. But her brother, Chris Carpenter, is a singer-songwriter, too. So that's, he's had several albums come out. And she's recorded with him a little bit back, right as we started to date. She did that. But, yeah.
What about Sophie? Do you think we need to put together a traveling band here, the Traveling Schmiegs? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
You got percussion nailed down.
Yeah, that's the problem is so do I. That's all I do.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
So Chelsea'd have to play piano and guitar all by her. Like, she'd be doing all that, and we'd be playing drums. Brody could sing.
Okay. I could sing. Brody could sing.
So can Sophie Mom. Could sing. Mom can also sing.
Yeah, Chelsea can sing.
Yeah.
So we got three singers.
We can't have too many drums.
It never can have too many drums.
Well, hey, listen, Sophie, it's nice to meet you. You do really well on the radio, by the way. Calvin, nice to meet you, and I'll have to reiterate with Matthew that we have officially met.
Oh, yeah, please do.
And best of luck on May the 4th.
That ought to be a great day.
With you.
Yes. Don't move, Ed. You got the next program. You know. All right, Caitlin Robinson with Isaiah House is coming up next hour on Mornings on Main. Thanks for listening.
Caught on one-way streets, the taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, somewhere. One love feeds the fire, one heart bears desire, one love is bright enough. Two hearts born to rest, who be the only one, one love is bright enough. So many storms.
WWKY Winchester. NBC News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a case involving emergency abortions. The High Court will hear oral arguments today on whether emergency rooms in Idaho can provide abortions to a woman whose health is at risk. Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions except to save the life of the mother. President Biden is preparing to sign a new foreign aid bill into law today. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a $95 billion emergency foreign aid package, which included funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the Indo-Pacific. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate sends a unified message to the entire world. America will always defend democracy in its hour of need.
The bill also laid the groundwork to ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. Hailing the Senate's decision, President Biden says he plans to sign the bill later today. A bill allowing Tennessee teachers to carry guns is headed to the governor's desk. Protests erupted in opposition on the state house floors. The legislation was approved yesterday.
Senate Bill 1325, having received a constitutional majority, I declare passed without objection. The motion reconsiders tabled.
The bill allows for specially trained teachers to carry handguns in their classrooms, and parents would not know if their kid's teacher was armed or not. The measure passed the state house along party lines with only four Republicans voting against it. The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. Brian Shook reports.
According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they won't be enforced.
Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This report is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
W275CO, Winchester.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
A new FFA aircraft mechanic school has opened up at the Cincinnati Norfolk Kentucky International Airport. Epic Flight Academy cut the ribbon on a new facility Monday. It includes classrooms, shop space, training areas, and office space, as well as a cafeteria and library. Students began the 18-month training program at CVG last week. A work zone crash on I-24 near the Tennessee River Bridge in Paducah serves as another example why transportation officials urge drivers to slow down and respect the road workers' safety. The KYTC said on Monday morning a mobile home hauler hit traffic barrels all along a work zone where contractors were filling in potholes. No one was injured. I-24 westbound will be restricted to one lane overnight Thursday into Friday morning for pothole repairs. A deadly crash that killed a semi-truck driver is now under investigation in Scott County. The sheriff's office says the driver was found dead at the scene on I-75 shortly after 2 a.m. Authorities said it appears a semi traveling northbound lost two trailer tires, which crossed the median and hit the windshield of another semi, which killed the driver. An SUV was hit by the other tire, injuring that driver. The Daviess County Clerk's Office says a mistake at the state level has caused a delay in April and May vehicle registration notices being received. Officials say the state mailed June notices before April and May, and those notices are just being printed. Vehicle owners needing to renew a registration can go online to do that at drive.ky.gov or stop by the county clerk's office with proof of insurance. Officials with the Kentucky Treasury say they have unclaimed property worth nearly $800 million that belongs to Kentuckians. The state treasury has things like safety deposit boxes, jewelry, payroll checks, and life insurance policies waiting to be claimed. People can search for unclaimed property on the Kentucky Treasury website, treasury.ky.gov. I'm Lee Malwin.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Your
your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Where you turn when you need to know. Up-to-the-minute teen coverage continues now. This is WWKY News.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 65. Frosty tonight, low 37. And mostly sunny tomorrow, the high tomorrow, 61. Your LEX18 forecast comes in 8 minutes. A small business in Winchester is the center of a countywide debate. The shop is called the Crystal Coven, and some argue that its name and products promote witchcraft. The Winchester-Clark County Tourism Commission said they've received backlash after promoting an event hosted by the Crystal Coven in their monthly newsletter. Shannon Tipton, owner of the Crystal Coven, says she does not promote or sell witchcraft materials. Solar energy has been growing in Kentucky over the past several years. Now a $62.5 million investment will make this growth more accessible to lower-income and disadvantaged communities. Solarize Frankfort Representative Andy McDonald said solar is the cheapest source of energy available, but the equipment needed to transform the sun into energy costs a lot to install. He said this EPA investment will change that for people who need it most. The CDC and FDA are investigating several claims of counterfeit or mishandled Botox. 22 people from 11 states, including Kentucky, have reported harmful reactions after receiving Botox injections. Several people required hospitalization. In most cases, it was performed by an unlicensed, untrained individual or in a non-healthcare setting like a home or spa. And the GRC baseball team takes on Lexington Catholic tonight at Cardinal Field. First pitch is at 5:30. Joel Bennett and Lynn Midden will be there to call it for you on WWKY, beginning with our pregame show at 5:15. We'll take a look at sports when WWKY News continues.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app. Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Becoming one of the league's elite in his fourth NBA season, Kentucky men's basketball standout Tyrese Maxey has been named the Kia NBA Most Improved Player. It was announced yesterday. He is the second Kentucky men's basketball product to earn the honor, joining Julius Randle, who won the award in 2021. Major League Baseball yesterday, it was the Reds over the Phillies 8-1, Guardians over the Red Sox 4-1, Pirates defeated the Brewers 2-1, Dodgers 4, Nationals 1, Tigers over the Rays 4-2. The Yankees defeated the Athletics 4-3. Braves shut out the Marlins 5-0. Twins 6, White Sox 5. Cubs over the Astros 7-2. It was the Royals over the Blue Jays 3-2. Diamondbacks 14, Cardinals 1. The Mariners shut out the Rangers 4-0. It was the Rockies 7, Padres 4. Angels over the Orioles 7-4. And the Giants defeated the Mets 5-1. In the NBA, it was the Mavericks over the Clippers 96-93. Timberwolves 105, the Suns 93. And the Pacers over the Bucks 125-108. Your LAX 18 forecast is up next when WWKY News continues.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Here's your LAX 18 storm tracker forecast. Small chance of a shower early this morning. It gets out of here quickly. Clouds will eventually follow, partly to mostly sunny later this afternoon. A few degrees cooler, will be in the mid-60s today. Could see some frost tonight. Do be aware of that. Middle, upper 30s, especially the sheltered valleys. Looking into Thursday, you're looking at a mostly sunny sky, but highs just in the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
And from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for hour number two of Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. All right, let's get at it, Ed.
All right, our guests this morning are Caitlin Robinson and Troy Hilp. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Did I do so?
You did pretty good. I'm proud of you.
All right. We are talking about Isaiah House this morning, and I want to say, first of all, I'm going to be referring to the website that you have, which is a very good website. Troy, let me ask you to start off. Caitlin is a little nervous, and we're gonna try to relax her
a little bit.
She's
going to do just fine.
She's going to do great.
We got to get rid of this nervousness, Caitlin. Are you a Swiftie?
No, I've just never been on the radio before.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
All right. The website, Troy, says that you're involved in saving lives, restoring families, and improving communities. How does Isaiah House do that?
Well, through a variety of different therapy services that we offer. First, starting off, is going to be individual therapy, which is working with the client who comes through the door. Second is going to be group therapy, where we put them in a setting of people who are going through some of the similar struggles in life. And third is going to be family therapy. And that's very important. A lot of men and women who walk through our doors are walking away from a crumbled family life, a home life, right? And what we don't want is for someone to come through our facility for 30, 60 days, then go back to the same setting. So we want to get everyone on the same page, because it really does take a community. It takes a family moving forward to love and support an individual to help sustain long-term recovery.
Caitlin, this is a residential treatment program, is essentially what Isaiah House is.
Correct.
Okay. You have how many beds in the total system? You've got several locations across the state. How many beds total do you have?
About 325 beds.
Okay. And what percentage of those are male? What percentage female?
So about 2/3 is our men's, and then the rest of that is our females.
Okay. A person that knows that they have a problem, and, you know, addiction is such a terrible thing. A person can know they have a problem, but they don't know for sure that they're ready to be involved in treatment until they know. So when they know that they are ready for treatment and they contact Isaiah House, what's the process for a person to be admitted to Isaiah House, and what happens with regard to admission and that sort of thing?
So when they're ready to come in, usually how that works is they will do a assessment on the phone, whether it is the calling the direct admissions line. Somebody from our admissions team will do their assessment on the phone. And that consists of, you know, just getting their main information, making sure their insurance checks out. If they don't have insurance, you know, they have people like me, Troy, and the other client care navigators that will help them get insurance. And then, you know, we do a history of their substance abuse, background on mental health, make sure that everything checks out and they are a good fit to come into Isaiah House.
Sure.
And normally we can get them on the schedule that day to come on in. If they don't have transportation, we will go pick them up.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. We'll come.
We met at an ASAP meeting, Alcohol and Substance Abuse Program meeting here in Clark County. We met for the first time, I think, there.
Yes.
And you indicated that Isaiah House is all about helping the person, and that you will do anything and everything you can to find that person some help. If it's not Isaiah House, perhaps somewhere else.
Yes.
That's what the word you use was, navigator.
Yes.
So the person comes in, you identify whether or not they have insurance, you try to help them work through the financial part of it, and you try to get them placed. Once the person is on the premises, Troy, what happens with regard to a counselor or a mental health person? And I think you use the expression dual treatment, if you will.
Yes, sir. Well, first let me talk about what happens as soon as you walk through the door. You're
okay.
Going to be greeted with open arms, a hug, and love.
Okay.
Basically, you're going to be told, welcome home.
All right.
Because we want to create the environment of, hey, you belong here, we're here to help, we're on your side. From there, so you'll go through the admissions process. You'll go,
and that's an important part.
Because, yes, it is very important, because it can be very scary. I'm in long-term recovery, and right. So that first day, and you had mentioned earlier about when someone is ready. Typically, when people are battling substance use disorder or mental health, everyone around them knows it except for the individual.
Right.
And so when I come to the realization, and I caught back problems, I want to get mom and dad off my back. I want to get the court system off my back. Okay, maybe I need some help. I can't hold a job. I don't have any money. I'm not being a good dad. So I decide, okay, yes, I surrender, right? A lot of people don't understand when I say I had to surrender to win. It means that I admitted to myself that I could not beat this thing alone. And so when you walk through the doors, that's what we want people to feel from the moment they step on our property. Welcome home. Because guess what? I've been there. I've been where you're going. And if you want what I've got, let me walk with you. Not let me tell you what to do. Let me show you what to do. And so from there, the brotherhood, the sisterhood at the Isaiah House is by far, hands down, the best that I've ever been around. And I've been to 7 or 8 different facilities throughout 10, 15 years of battling this issue. But the brotherhood, the individual therapy, the group therapy, the family therapy, the counselors, peer support specialists, I could go down the list. 65-70% of our staff are in long-term recovery. Why? Because they know what it was like when they first stepped through those doors.
And that's an important thing, because a person that is struggling with substance abuse addiction and so forth, they've got to know, they've got to understand that the person that's helping them has been down that road before. And they know what it's like. And you're also a role model for that person, because you can demonstrate to that person, I did it, you can do it.
That's right, because full flight from fear, right? So much fear has overcome my whole way of life. I'm paranoid, I'm afraid, and even walking through treatment, I'm afraid, okay, well, what's life going to look like without me having to turn to the use of drugs and alcohol? So overcoming that fear with faith is the key, right, to unlock all of our problems, is to break those break the chains of bondage.
Where do you have locations now? Where, Caitlin, you want to take that one to Troy? Where
sure.
do you have
the? So for our men's locations, we have four different locations.
Okay.
We have Louisville, Willisburg, Chaplin, and.
Those are the three residential.
Yeah, I'm going blank.
You're good. What about women's?
So women's is Harrodsburg and Versailles. Those are our residential locations.
Correct. And I think you indicated off the air that you were about to open another facility in Bullitt County.
Right, yes, sir. So we're very excited. Last September, we opened our first men's residential in Jefferson County in Louisville. And just the demand, the need for Jefferson County and Bullitt County. So we are excited to open up our Hillview outpatient facility in Bullitt County on May 7th. It's been a 2.5-year process working with the mayor there, the police department, other community partners. But we are beyond just grateful for all the love and the support and everyone just coming together to make this dream possible.
Okay. Caitlin, you pulled up some numbers for me, the 2023 numbers. In 2023, you had, was it 3,515 or was it 5,000? I can't read my own writing.
3,515.
You had 3,515, and then the other two numbers that you offered, one was a little over 1,000. What mm-hmm. was that number?
So that was for our individuals who, that was the ones that were involved in getting baptized or, you know, professed.
Gotcha. Profession of faith.
Yes.
Okay. And then there were 441 that completed the soft skills training.
Yes.
All right. You are a nonprofit at Isaiah House. We offer a unique approach to addiction treatment that addresses the whole person.
Correct.
The whole person. That's a tough gig.
It is. And I try to break that down as mind, body, and spirit, right? Because my body has an allergy. Whenever I put a substance in there, it reacts different. Whereas if you were to drink coffee, maybe you would have some energy. If I were to drink coffee, I could take a nap. My thinking is disordered. Whenever I run into issues or how I handle stress, I go to coping skills that aren't necessarily happy. There are a short-term relief that has long-term consequences. And I know that going into it, but I still make the same decisions. And then lastly, spirit. I mean, it's that presence, that relationship that, you know, that I was missing for so many years with God and living the life that he created for me. I should have been playing baseball for the Yankees right now. I had a high school and college
well,
career.
Look at his guns.
Yeah. It's the shirt. I buy them too small.
No, it's not shirt. I saw that rock on your finger there.
Yeah, so that's the University of Louisville.
Right? University of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
What, was that a championship ring of some sort?
Yes, sir. So I played back in 97 through 2000, and I was conference USA, so that shows you how old I am. But I had a great high school career, 3-time state championship MVP.
In Kentucky?
Yes, sir.
What high school?
Pleasure Ridge Park, PRP.
PRP.
All right. What's the mascot?
Oh, it's the Panthers.
Yeah.
That's the Panthers. I like that. So
what position do you play? Let's deviate here a little bit. Okay. What were you? What would you play on the field?
So I played first base and center field. I throw left-handed, but I switch hit. But I tie all that into because for a long time, I didn't want people to know that I suffered from this disease, this monster, so to speak. I wanted you to think that, you know what, here's a good baseball player, he's got it all together, but really inside I was suffering. Yeah. And so when things didn't work out for my baseball career, then that's when my life started to take a spin. I was like, okay, what's my purpose? Like, why am I here? You know, everyone looked up to me for all my accolades and all my statistics and everything that I accomplished in sports. But now I see how God put me through all these trials and tribulations to use it to help kind of glorify him, because that's what our goal is. Caitlin and I, it's just to help people. That's what we try to do.
All right, Ed, we got to take
a break. Yeah, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about that that aspect of overall training.
I might have missed it. How long have you been in recovery?
Coming up on 5 years, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We have we pay an awful lot of attention here at the radio station to substance abuse.
It's everywhere, right? We've all been impacted by it.
We've identified it. We have. Now, that doesn't necessarily make it so.
Right.
But we have identified it as the single biggest problem this community has.
Amen.
And so once a month, we'll bring somebody in here. We do a thing called Voice of Recovery.
Really?
Awesome.
They come in and tell their story from the time they started until the time, you know, until the time they said enough.
Right.
Okay. And
you know, that's what I do.
Well, yeah. and it's I'll be honest with you, Troy, it's a hard program to do. It's really hard for them to do. It's hard for me to do. It's hard for the people to listen to, but I get more comments on that program than almost any program we do.
I would be honored if you would have me as a guest.
Well, you know, you're going to have to go through Lindsay Horseman on
that.
See, Ron Kibbe set it up, and then he flipped it to Lindsay Horseman, and he backpedaled out of the picture.
I gotcha.
But we do that. It's what, the first Monday of every month at 8 o'clock, Monday. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was afraid that they wouldn't talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you that I was mayor here in Winchester for 16 years.
Really?
Wow. And involved in public service and public speaking and talking in public and so forth. There's no speech I've ever given that has been more powerful and more impactful than the testimonies that are given when those individuals come in here and sit in that chair and tell their story.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you start? Well, I'm 12 years old, and I found peach schnapps in my grandfather's cabinet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, stuff like that. And I mean, I had a lady who lost her kids.
Lost her kids.
And
her
not family. To foster care. She lost her kids. They were adopted out.
Wow.
And she sat and told us. Mm-hmm. But where I was going with this, because I get to chasing rabbits. To almost every interview or every person we bring in, and we're talking Recovery Community Center down here is who facilitates this. It's peer support. Two words. Because they walk in, and you said when they come in your facility, it is love, hugs,
yes.
No judging. And the people you're talking to have been right where you are.
That's vital.
That seems to be the key to the whole shooting match. Mm-hmm. Does that seem right to you?
Absolutely. I would agree 100%. Okay. You know, without that guidance and that walk, my dad used to tell me, he said, son, I've been where you're going. And I really never understood what he was talking about until I got older in life. I was like, man, he was right. You know, I was a knucklehead, stubborn, wanted to do it my way. But 100%, if it wasn't for the trust and the fellowship and the leadership, the guidance of peer support, like Ms. Caitlin and some of the other individuals that work with us, our program would be nothing.
Yeah. I wish so bad, like really quick, I know we need to go on break, but I wish so bad.
Go ahead.
When I see people who are still in active use right now, I can look at them and I can feel what they're feeling. And if I could just take what I have now today and just give them just a small piece of that, because I was where they were at once before. And I was the person that my parents had already planned my funeral. I was the girl that everybody had already said, she's not coming back.
How long have you been in recovery?
I, as well, will have 5 years in November.
Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you. And You know, I was a mother who I went 8 years and didn't see my children. Yeah. I didn't see them. I didn't talk to them. And my 13-year-old son lives with me today. Yeah. So if I could just take a small portion of that and give it to them and let them know it is possible, like you cannot give up. It's possible. It's going to happen. I just wish that I could do that.
Sure.
The last lady I had in here, she was, and I say lady, the last lady I had in here, had to have been in her, I didn't ask her her age or anything, but she had been in her maybe upper 30s. She's gone back to school.
Yeah.
She's going to get her degree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's, if you're not a recovery, if you're not in recovery, that's a scary thing.
Absolutely.
I got to do this.
We can talk forever, Tim. I got a couple things I want to say about it.
We'll talk about that on the other side.
All right. The Craft Nook has been locally owned and operated in Winchester since 1994. The store is full of unique gift opportunities. It's a Hallmark Gold Crown store and a full-service fresh florist. You can place your floral order today by calling 744-9280. Craft Nook, 1007 West Lexington Avenue.
Do you have plans for the last weekend in April? I have plans for you. Swing by the Moorhead Conference Center for the Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo. Shop Kentucky Proud jams, jellies, meats, wines, and more Friday, April 26th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 606-780-4342. Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo at Moorhead Conference Center, April 26th and 27th. See you there.
There's only one place for the ultimate buffet experience. Golden Corral's all-you-can-eat buffet is a great value. Tom Korb invites you to try an endless variety of made-from-scratch food, lunch and dinner, plus breakfast on weekends. With over 150 home-style favorites, you'll love the food and the service. To-go options are available, too. You'll find a great price and unmatched variety, dine-in or to-go. Stop in today at the Golden Corral on the Winchester Bypass.
Everyone needs a night out once in a while, and Moorhead has plenty of vibrant nightlife options for everyone. If you prefer a laid-back evening, then dinner and a movie at the Cinema 6 is a great choice. Or if you'd like dancing, pool, karaoke, and happy hour, then Frankie's Plaza is a great choice. If you'd love to listen to live music, be sure to check out the venue and the Fats and Oats Outdoor Entertainment Area. Start planning for fun on your night out at visitmoorhead.com.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
The 2024-25 FAFSA is changing. Students complete the FAFSA to apply for financial aid to help pay for college. What's changing? The FAFSA is more user-friendly and more students will be eligible for aid than ever before. Because of the changes, the FAFSA may not be available until late December 2023. What's not changing? There's help. There are KIA counselors and others who are ready to help you complete the FAFSA. You're not in this alone. For more info, text MONEY to 1-800-928-8926. Brought to you by this station and the Kentucky Broadcasters Association.
Creative Coffees offers office coffee services along with wholesale and retail sales, custom labels, and personalization for marketing and gifts. They also offer coffee for fundraisers. At Creative Coffees, you get fresh, locally roasted 100% Arabica beans, and they're certified Kentucky and Appalachian proud. Creative Coffees in the Winchester Industrial Park are open to the public 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can catch them at the Farmer's Market beginning May the 11th from 8 to 12 each Saturday. Check them out at creativecoffees.com. All right, Ed, let's go.
All right, our guests this morning are Caitlin Robinson and Troy Hill with Isaiah House. Again, going back to your overall statement, mission statement, saving lives, restoring families, improving communities. We consider not only the physical, but the spiritual, educational, and occupational needs of a person's life. Rooted in Christian values, our goal is to guide individuals toward a life of continuing recovery, empowerment, and renewed purpose. You are a nonprofit organization. You really are not non-denominational. Faith is an important part of what you offer through Celebrate Recovery. There's no question about that. You've had a lot of people that have been baptized. But it's not something that is forced upon the person. It is something that if they wish to come to that, they can. They're helped. But you really want to try to address and help and treat the whole person. You indicated, Troy, that there were some other things that you really wanted to talk about. We were a great line of discussion here just before the break. But there were some other things that you wanted to talk about. So let's start with that.
Sure. And one thing I really want to point out is we accept all walks of life. You know, you don't have to be a certain denomination, atheist, agnostic, Islam. What we want to do is we want to provide wraparound services to that individual, right? And when I say wraparound services, I mean not only the withdrawal management, but the foundation of recovery, the community, the support, education if needed. We offer education, job training. So we partner with Campbellsville. We have a welding program that's part. If someone decides to stay in our long-term program, they can walk away with a welding degree. Think about a certified welder. They make $40 an hour, which is amazing. Yes. Yeah. And lastly, too, is sober living, you know, a place to live, right? So instead of coming to our facility for a couple months and going right back where they left, which 9 times out of 10 doesn't really work out. So let's give them the opportunity to move in maybe to a sober living house with 3 or 4 other individuals that are on the same path of recovery. And so we're not talking about just a 3-month, 4-month, 6-month, a year process. We're looking to try and change individuals' lives for a lifetime. You know, that's what sets people up for long-term sobriety, long-term success, and that's our ultimate goal.
Yeah. Soft skills training. Caitlin, you indicated that you spend some time with soft skills, teaching people how to sit for an interview, project themselves, maintain eye contact, dress appropriately for the interview, shake hands.
Yeah.
Make contact in an appropriate way. Soft skills.
Yeah, that's a lot of things that people need to learn how to do or relearn how to do. You know, when you're living out there in active addiction for so long, you forget how to communicate properly with the world. You know, I know that once I got back into recovery and started to go back out into the public, my first time back in Walmart after I was in treatment, I had a full-blown panic attack. Hmm. I didn't know how to talk to anybody else.
Sure.
You know, I was the outcast and everybody else was normal. And that's what I said. You know, I have a sponsor and I told my sponsor, I said, I don't know how to talk to normal people. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to make a proper resume.
And I would guess that your counselors probably at some point said, well, let's talk about what normal is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Normal to one person may not be normal to another.
Right.
And you have to meet people where they are and greet them where they are. Mm-hmm. And I find that when I'm out in public anymore, that there's a lot of people out there that the way that I would have greeted them 20 years ago may not be the way that I would do it today. Mm-hmm. That is a soft skill. And that first impression is extremely important. You don't have a second chance to make a first impression.
No, you don't. And I love how you just said meeting people where they are.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big deal. We can't just force people to do it a certain way.
That's right. That's
we can't
right.
Do that.
Troy.
Yeah. And so you had mentioned something about just learning how to live. You know, there are people who walk through our doors that haven't been taught necessarily how to shave, how to tie. How to present themselves, how to have a conversation. When you shake hands, you look someone in the eye.
Or just personal hygiene.
That's right, in general. And so we're really trying to dive into, it's kind of like an onion. You peel a few layers back, and then now we're laying the foundation, and we're wanting to build them up to ultimately have, you know, success in everything they do. Mm-hmm. You know, but it starts with recovery, because if you take recovery away, then everything else falls to the side.
All right. We have talked about the things that are offered. One of the areas that, Troy, we wanted to talk a little bit about was Casey's Law. Casey's Law is a law that's been in place now for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years, maybe further back than that. But basically, Casey's Law is a tool that a family can use to get a loved one in treatment that maybe doesn't think
correct
they need to be there, or doesn't think they can handle it, or doesn't think they can do it. But the family has reached the point where you either do this or you won't survive.
Right.
Let's talk about Casey's Law and how it works.
And I'm a huge Casey Law advocate, right? Because like I mentioned earlier, more times than not, the individual is the last one to realize or to say, okay, yeah, I need help. So if a family member calls us up and they say, I have a son or daughter, or loved one that I'm really concerned with, what do I do? And that's the question. So I would recommend having a certified interventionist come to speak with the family first, and then let's put together a plan of, okay, what's the best way to approach to help this individual, make them feel empowered to making a decision to get help. If that still doesn't work, then they can take the steps of starting Casey Law. The state of Kentucky, all 120 counties have Casey Law, where if you go to the county clerk's office, they have a packet, individual packet, that will walk you through step-by-step process of getting, starting the process of getting the evaluations, working with the court system, and then ultimately it gets presented to a judge. And if the judge deems it necessary, if that person is subject to harming themselves or someone else, they could be court-ordered to go to treatments, either that or they go to jail.
And you have to go to the county clerk that the individual lives in, that town, you know. So, like, if you live in Winchester but your loved one lives in Fayette County, you have to go to Fayette County.
Where you all come to us from this morning? Where'd you all drive in here from?
I came from Frankfort.
I drove all the way from Shepherdsville, Kentucky. I had to get up early, Mr. Tim, but you know what? It was worth it.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Sometimes we have a hard time getting people to live here to come in.
No, it's my pleasure, my honor. This is just amazing. Another opportunity to talk about what we've been through to help others, because that's our ultimate goal. That's one thing. When I realized this, that it's no longer about me, it's about us, that is when my life changed.
Well, let's talk about both of your peer support specialists. You're trained to do it. Let's talk about that on the other side, because that's where, in my opinion, that's where it gets real. So let's talk about that on the other side.
All right. Make your backyard dreams come true with River Valley Pools, now officially Premier Pools. Premier Pools specializes in in-ground pool design and installation with custom pool sizes and styles. Premier Pools is known for quality installation and customer service. Pool school is included in every package to assist you with pool maintenance. Call Premier Pools, formerly River Valley Pools, today to schedule a consultation, 859-749-5230.
I'm Jeff Nelly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The International Dairy Foods Association submitted written comments to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative yesterday concerning the administration's objective to develop strategies that support and advance U.S. supply chain resilience as a priority area in trade negotiations, enforcement, and other initiatives. IDFA says trade and access to export markets remain critical to the dairy industry. They'll continue to prioritize the issue with the administration. IDFA's Becky Ransdell said, quote, IDFA members continue to call on the Biden administration to negotiate FTAs that include tariff reductions for U.S. dairy exports. The dairy sector cannot achieve further growth in domestic production and manufacturing without trade policy that supports foreign market liberalization, such as through negotiations of new FTAs. She continued, IDFA feels that the U.S. agriculture industry is experiencing a historic agriculture trade deficit because USTR is not advancing trade policies that remove tariff and non-tariff barriers while supporting growth in U.S. dairy exports. In the overnight at the Chicago Board of Trade, some backing up of corn, wheat, and soybeans, all three lower. I'm Jeff Nelly.
Rural King is busting prices on your favorite items. We've gathered the best deals in auto, pet, lawn and garden, and more happening now. score on just about everything you need. Save $3, $5, $10, even up to $40 on select items. Look for the Price Busters tag to save now at your neighborhood Rural King or RuralKing.com. America's farm and home store.
Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Put your phone down.
Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Winchester weather.
Here's your LX18 storm tracker forecast. Small chance of a shower early this morning. It gets out of here quickly. Clouds will eventually follow, partly to mostly sunny later this afternoon. A few degrees cooler, will be in the mid-60s today. Could see some frost tonight. Do be aware of that. Middle, upper 30s, especially the sheltered valleys. Looking into Thursday, you're looking at a mostly sunny sky, but highs just in the low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on Winchester's WWKY.
Well, Farmers Market's coming up May the 11th. We'll have Seth Boykin in here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to tell us about that. And then Frank Doyle, Clark County Detention Center, tomorrow morning at 8. Troy, your baseball background, I just had to remind my guys, GRC baseball team plays Lexington Catholic tonight. And usually the first pitch is 6. Tonight is 5:30. So I just had to remind my guys that the first pitch is 5:30 and we do the pregame at 5:15 because it would do no good for them to show up at 5:30 and they're playing.
Right.
So I just had to get that taken care of.
Let me add two things on that. Not to upset anybody, but they played my PRP Panthers on Saturday. Lexington Catholic did.
Yeah.
11-0.
PRP?
PRP.
PRP.
Well, maybe we have a shot.
But, hey, one of my best friends, Scott Downs, is the head coach there. He played with me on the 1994 state championship team. He had 13-year career in the major leagues. Amazing, amazing man. Even better coach. But 5 P's, proper planning prevents poor performance. And I say that because we came early here today and there was a train that had stopped on the tracks. Had I been right on time, I'd have been in trouble. So we were here early. Hadn't moved. I ended up going around detour, but
that's a topic of conversation here on a regular basis. Yeah.
Our guests this morning are Caitlin Robinson and Troy Hilpin. I wanted to talk Troy just a little bit further. First of all, Caitlin, where'd you go to high school?
Well, I went to several different high schools, but I graduated from Henry County.
Henry County.
Henry County.
And the Henry County High School mascot is
Wildcats.
The Wildcats. All right. So we. All right. Troy, outstanding high school baseball career. You played at the University of Louisville. At what point did you begin, I guess, your encounter with substance abuse? At what point did that occur?
So I'll give you the short version. The late 27, 28, my late 20s, I had major surgeries for 3 years, major surgeries in 3 years. And
were they baseball related?
Yes, sir. Three knee surgery, lower back. Let me think. I've got scars on my hand from diving from balls. But over a period of time, having the prescription medication, this was before people were really talking about it.
Yeah.
They didn't realize the long-term effects that it could have on someone. And so after the third year, the doctor stopped prescribing it, and then, like anyone else, I started to get sick. And then my mentality went from, hey, if I take one of these, I just won't be sick. And so that's when the thought process, the priority in my life changed to all I need is that to avoid withdrawals or getting sick. and then things started to change, right? So my job was secondary. Being a father was third, you know, and on down. But that's when I noticed things, you know, started to take a turn for the worse, so to speak. And then it gets worse, never better. You know, let's be honest. You know, even if you have a couple years under your belt and then, you know, you decide not to continue the steps of recovery, which for me is helping people every day, staying prayed up and giving back, then ultimately I start to slide back into that selfish self-centeredness. And, hey, that little whisper in my, may come in my ear, you know what, your arm's hurting today, maybe you could just take one. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way with me. You know, when I take one, one is great, two is better, three is amazing, four is awesome, and then it never ends, right? It's a race that never ends. You could bring a truckload in here and that wouldn't be enough. But I've learned that about myself. And so it's like the Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop, right? Yeah. I turn green, rip my shirt off, and I'm going to run through a wall. But I don't go there anymore.
Pain management for people that have an active lifestyle. It could be athletes. It could be others, an active lifestyle. Pain management is something that we are beginning to understand better and shift. It's not a matter of taking pills. Sometimes therapy, physical therapy, is a better approach. Sometimes other methods and forms of treatments are better ways to go. But there has been a period of time in our past in which pain equals pill. And I think we're getting away from that a bit. Would you agree with that?
I do. I agree, because there have been so many newfound ways to recover, excuse me, even from surgery, such as alternating ibuprofen and Tylenol therapy. And if someone is forced or, okay, I have to take controlled substances, I would say very much do your diligence, do your homework, do your family history, and talk to your doctor and take them as prescribed. So if I was ever in a situation where I had to do it, I would work with my sponsor. I would also let the doctor know from the minute I walk in the door, hey, I'm in long-term recovery. Yeah. So I had some teeth pulled. Probably don't want any medicine. You know, I appreciate it, but I'm going to have to bear through it. But alternating the ibuprofen and Tylenol works.
Have you done any coaching?
Yes, sir.
You have?
Yes, sir.
High school, college?
Travel ball. So, travel ball. That was something I really didn't expect to get into, but some people from Prairie Village Little League approached me and was like, hey, we want to put together a team. We'd be honored if you coach it.
As a coach, it's one of the things you really have to look closely at. You have to see the child, where the child is and where they are, and you have to be cognizant of any changes in behavior. And that change in behavior may be a mental health sign. It may not be a substance abuse sign, but the two are really can easily be connected. So as a coach, you have a duty and an obligation to really develop the player, but also to understand the child.
And that is working on the individual relationship. You know, I'm not going to coach the same kid. I'm not going to coach kid A and kid B the same. And so it's really digging deep on finding, okay, what works best for him? How can I get him to understand, absorb, and then apply, and then have success with it versus this kid over here?
Caitlin, both of you are peer support specialists. Yes. You indicated at the very beginning that's – and both of you are in treatment for about 5 years now.
Yes.
So a person that becomes a peer support specialist, there is a training regimen of some sort. What does that look like?
So we, in order to become certified, you go through, I did my certification online. Some people do it in person, but you have to learn how to recognize in other individuals what it looks like to have an addiction, what it looks like to be struggling with mental health. Because when you are trying to get in treatment, you can't just treat the substance use disorder. You have to take care of yourself mentally as well, because if you don't treat one, the other one's going to go downhill as well.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to recognize somebody who is suicidal and how to take that approach. You can't just walk up to somebody and ask out blank, you know, are you suicidal? You know, there is a whole aspect in that situation. Learning how to be empathetic and recognizing your own triggers.
And both of you, I would guess, you have somebody that in a moment's notice that you could call at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I'm struggling.
Yes.
I'm struggling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Both of you have somebody. If you didn't have that person or persons, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you wouldn't have somebody to talk to.
And I have a sponsor, like we were talking about earlier, someone who's been through the process. He is 27, 28 years. I want what he has. I touch base with him every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First thing I do when I wake up is pray, and I text him my commitment for the day.
Caitlin, same thing?
Yes.
Okay. You're able to pass that along by being sponsors yourselves, I assume.
Yes,
yes sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So it really is a chain that cannot be broken. You to the person that you're helping, and you to the person that's helped you, and hopefully the person that you're helping, that person will be able to help somebody
else.
That's
right.
Yeah, working in this job or in this field, we can't make our job our recovery. We have to keep our recovery separate. If you don't do that, I'll speak for myself. If I don't do that, I will fall.
Sure.
You know, because if I take my work home with me and make that my recovery, like I said, the triggers come out. It is mentally and physically exhausting some days. And yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. Happens all the time.
Don't worry about it.
Self-accountability is very important.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. And I think we could go on for hours. And
we probably could.
Yeah.
And let's say something about Caitlin.
Yes. Look at her. She knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, the last question you asked her, she was rocked back in the chair all relaxed.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to share with our listeners, she was so nervous coming here, but Caitlin, I think you did a fantastic job. I think she actually
we'll have you back
it out
again.
Of part.
We'll have you back.
We would be honored.
Well, thank you.
And the reason for it is, I think the public needs to understand that treatment is something that's evolving over time. There are more tools or more options.
And 15 years ago, we had nothing.
15, 20 years ago, we weren't doing anything about it. Uh-uh. Communities weren't doing anything about it.
I mean, right across the street from me. We got Mountain Comprehensive Care sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you think about it, too, recovery and treatment, it's much more accepted and talked about in today's. You've got actors, you've got athletes who have said, hey, I stopped drinking because it was ruining my life. And so I'm honored to be a part of, you know, whatever type of.
Read Rex Chapman's book.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the basketball player from Kentucky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was sleeping on a bench at one point in time.
Yeah.
Could you hit a curveball?
Absolutely.
Could you?
I grew up with a batting cage in my backyard. I could hit.
Hit it out the field.
Oh, but God had bigger plans for my life, and so I'm a very happy, humble man. I get to go around and speak at events and build relationships and help others save
That's
lives.
Great.
Both of you, I want there. I got a business card in one of them fancy soap dishes out there.
Okay.
Grab business card and take it with you.
Okay.
And anything we can do here to help you in this area, you let me know.
Thank you so much for anybody listening, I am, you know, the client care navigator for Clark County that works for Isaiah House. I'll leave some cards here.
Which is important because if Isaiah's House is not, as I understand it, is not the place to be, you'll find them a place.
I will find you a place. Right. I will find you a place and help however I can. So I will leave some business cards here as well. Anybody can come grab them.
Well, thanks for the message. Thanks for making the trip. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Have
and
a blessed day.
Thanks for listening to Mornings on Main.
WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's not.